As we just heard, the federal government's slow response to Hurricane Katrina is a factor in President Bush's declining popularity. But the Gulf Coast is working to rebound, and in New Orleans, many displaced families are returning to figure out how to rebuild their lives, or whether to rebuild them there. Day to Day has been following the story of Chiquita and Selwyn Smith, who were living in the Big Easy before the storm. They fled along with their three children and a niece. Now a trip back to New Orleans has confirmed some of their worst fears and helped them make a very difficult decision for their future. Joshua Leves reports.
When I met up with Chiquita and Selwyn Smith in New Orleans on the way to their home, their exhaustion and fear about what they might find were palpable. They were in a rented SUV and had just made an 11-hour overnight trek from McKinney, Texas, where they've set up a new life. Selwyn didn't know how well his neighborhood fared in the hurricane and flood.
I heard different stories. I heard it had 8 feet of water, 20 feet of water, and it didn't have no water. So I really don't know.
Chiquita looked out the window, dazed.
I don't know, it just looked like a bomb hit New Orleans instead of a hurricane, I don't know.
She was afraid to even hope that their home made it.
Cause I've heard some stories. I'm just kind of expecting, you know, the worst.
The Smiths left their three children and their niece back in Texas, but they brought Chiquita's mother, Gwendolyn Washington, also from New Orleans. For her, the images of destruction triggered memories of Hurricane Betsy in 1965.
It looked like it's worrisome. It's worse than what I've seen for Betsy.
I just can't believe it's happening.
We drive into their neighborhood, Esplanade Ridge, in Mid-City, circumventing streets blocked by fallen trees, debris, and in some cases, toppled homes. When we arrive, the front of their home looks worn and beaten.
Yeah, we have some water downstairs, definitely. Oh, man, let me see this.
It's a two-story blue-gray duplex with two bedrooms and a balcony on the second floor. Selwyn decides to begin with that floor. As a construction crew cleans up debris two houses down, Selwyn goes up a set of stairs in the back. The door up here is open, and a window has been smashed. Selwyn says it's clear this was done by people.
The toaster. Destroyed that.
The toaster is on the floor, along with other appliances, clothes, photographs. The unloaded hunting rifles he had on display are gone. A closet is still intact.
Somebody decided to check and see if I left anything here. But he didn't take my clothes.
He steps out to the front balcony, where a set of wind chimes has been partially blown away.
Well, it's not that bad up here. It's like wind damage.
On the first floor, it's a different story. From outside, Selwyn pushes and kicks the front door to try to get in. Then he realizes why he can't. The house lies at ground level. In the flooding, water got beneath the floor, lifting it up and blocking the door. For Selwyn, it's the first sign that the flooding must have been severe.
I mean, from the look on the outside, if they had that much water to lift that floor, that's a brand new wood floor. That was just put down about a year ago.
They walk around to the back and decide to try to pry open a window.
Hold your breath, Mom.
Chiquita's mother crawls through the window, walks around to the back door, and pushes it open. The stench is unreal. We all hold our breath and barely speak. The Smith's possessions are all over the floors and the plaster walls, and there's very little light. Walking through this door feels like entering a toxic cave. Mold is everywhere. Chiquita, with her mouth hidden beneath her shirt, points out that the artwork is covered in mildew.
Look at my pictures.
Chiquita's wedding dress is covered in filth and buried under rubble. Every step through the home means crunching something beneath your boots. We make it to the front room where Chiquita ran a beauty shop. The floor has a 1 foot bump in one area and a huge 2 foot bump against the wall. Yet the bottles of shampoo and conditioner remain in place in the wall displays. The Smiths start carrying things out of the house. Clothes, photographs, papers.
Just salvage whatever we can salvage, you know.
But as Chiquita says that, she's putting many things in a big trash pile.
Everything we work hard to gain, we wanted it, but come back to nothing.
Her mother, Gwendolyn, says she worked hard her whole life to help Chiquita be able to have a nice home with her own family.
Nobody can give us nothing that we lost back. Nobody.
An insurance adjuster has visited and will let the Smiths know at some point whether the place is salvageable and how much money they might get. But Selwyn says everything is up in the air.
The house is still standing, but it's in poor condition right now. You know, so, I mean, which is worse? I guess if it was tore down, then I won't have to tear it down and start all over.
Chiquita says after 6 weeks of so much drama, first worrying about their relatives, then moving to Texas, then just last week moving into a house, she feels drained of all her emotions.
We've been angry, cried, we did every, had every emotion, exactly. So, you know, it's just like we're just numb right now at this point, you know, to the situation.
They board up the doors and windows and take off, bringing some things that seemed salvageable, mostly clothes. Selwyn plans to come back soon with a U-Haul. He tried to get one on this trip, but there were none left in New Orleans. Before the Smiths leave town, a piece of good news. They had saved up for years to buy a double shotgun home in the Garden District uptown. They were just about to move in when Katrina came, and that area fared much better. We stop by that home where a large moving container sits outside. Selwyn climbs in. There are mattresses, clothes, a dresser, all in good shape.
Yeah, everything's still intact up here.
The house is basically empty as the Smiths left it. The structure has some damage. A small part of the roof was torn up. Selwyn takes a look and says it can be fixed.
Yeah, it is repairable. It's repairable.
For the Smiths, this means an easier time selling the place. They don't plan to use it. They had already decided not to live in New Orleans, and this trip reinforced that.
The city is just not up and running, and it's not a suitable place for us to be right now, you know, even though this is where we once wanted to live.
You think ever?
I don't know. I don't feel welcome, you know.
As we drive away, Chiquita again looks out the window at the barren streets, uprooted trees, and battered homes. She says the New Orleans she knew and loved is gone. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves.
Terribly difficult decision for a family to decide to leave a home in New Orleans, but you can see some of the evidence in the pictures from the Smiths' latest trip to New Orleans and think about that. And you can link to our series on the Smith family. There's more at npr.org. ¶¶